USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Flight delays are wreaking havoc on holiday travel. According to FlightAware, nearly 16,000 flights have been delayed or canceled so far this holiday weekend. That includes nearly 2,400 on Sunday alone. The TSA says nearly 2.5 million people passed through airport checkpoints on Friday at the start of the busy 4th of July travel period. This TSA spokesman telling ABC's Good Morning America, it's all hands on deck.
We always wish we had more staff, but we have enough staffing for this weekend. We also have about 1,000 officers in TSA that have volunteered to go on a temporary basis to help other airports.
Department of Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas says the Remain in Mexico policy will be sticking around for at least the next few weeks. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Mike Lindell and MyPillow offering the BOGO extravaganza right now on a whole slew of MyPillow products. Now you can find all sorts of great deals on MyPillow bed sheets, Giza Elegance MyPillow, six-piece towel sets, Roll and Go Anywhere pillows, much more, all priced buy one, get one free. Go to MyPillow.com/USA, use promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175 and find you some great MyPillow products. They're all available. Oh, by the way, you can also get Mike's book absolutely free with any purchase, but you have to go to MyPillow.com/USA or call 1-800-951-8175 and make sure you use the promo code, the Buy One, Get One Extravaganza, going on right now at MyPillow.com.
Mississippi's Attorney General is working to certify the state's trigger law that would ban most abortions. The state's only abortion clinic is challenging the trigger law. Appearing on Fox News Sunday, Mississippi Governor Tate Reeves shares his outlook on the challenge to the trigger law.
We are expecting a hearing sometime early this week on that particular case. But yes, I do expect for the state's law to be upheld in the state court, and I do expect our trigger law to go into effect.
Police in Denmark say a suspect is in custody after a deadly shooting at a mall in Copenhagen. According to a spokesman from Denmark's largest hospital, several people are dead and at least three people have been hospitalized. The suspect is described as a 22-year-old Danish man. Police are not ruling out terrorism as a potential motive. An investigation is ongoing. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-296-1251. 800-296-1251. That's 800-296-1251.
Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, and e-auto pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
According to the AAA station survey, the price for a gallon of regular gasoline is $4.81 a gallon. That's $1.68 higher than it was a year ago. South Dakota Republican Governor Kristi Noem joins CNN and says we can blame President Joe Biden and his energy policies for the high gas prices.
I think the thought of energy policies should be addressed. A lot of them with opening up American energy supply again. I wish he wouldn't have canceled the Keystone Pipeline. I wish he wouldn't have stopped drilling on federal lands. I wish he wouldn't hit so many of our energy industry partners with regulations and fines and penalties. He's made us much more dependent on our enemies, on foreign soil. So when we get these American first energy supplies back online and we start depending on ourselves and become independent, it certainly will be a better day for South Dakota.
The woman accused in the shooting death of professional cyclist Maura Wilson is back in Texas. The U.S. Marshals Service saying Caitlin Armstrong was returned to the United States following her arrest in Costa Rica. Authorities say Armstrong used a fake passport to board a United Airlines flight to Costa Rica back on May 18th, just days after Wilson was shot to death. Take our news with you wherever you go by searching for USA Radio News, wherever you download your podcasts. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.